When thinking about trance, it can be easy to get guided down alternative ways of thinking, alternative ways of being. After all, we all have moments of heightened clarity in our everyday lives. You go through them at one time or another, throughout every day, whether it's the purity of just waking up from sleep, or time away from the world, times where distraction is more distant than usual, where our sight lines are open and clear enough to glance through and see the obvious things normally concealed behind the clutter of requirement in the outside world. And in this private space, you're washed clean of some of those distractions. The chemical fatigue built up in your muscles by their use is already draining away. In this time of inactivity and communion with the ideas I present to you, where you can think about your muscles enough to let them be at peace, get some rest. And that's all right, since that's what we've been aiming for since the beginning, to set you up with the right kind of relaxing mindset to go a little deeper. And once you arrive at that deep place, it's all right to try and alter the way you get there in the first place, to add triggers and connections which will later excite, titillate, provoke, and enmesh you in your own subconscious needs made manifest in your conscious world. And that's what we're working on here. In this private space, in this place where your mind can suspend its thinking, at least enough to have its open, receptive state aided by these words, your mind opens, and we can consider and compare this state that you have already found with other similar ways of being. During most people's day, there are at least a few times when we are close to trance, when we are nearly zoned out and liberated from the day-to-day obstructions we have to face. You're presently free from them, for example. When we're drifting off to sleep, sure. But that is like the very deepest contemplative, non-mobile kind of trance, right before you truly sleep. There are times when your brain is receptive, when you would go along with almost any fantasy or idea, as long as it was presented alluringly, cooperatively, usefully to your mind. It's the same when you're just waking up, and the lure of sleep is almost pulling you back with its siren song. Well, there's another time when your mind tends to open up, expand, see possibilities, cleanse its illusions, and commune with a deeper guidance. And as always in trance, we are going to leverage that opportunity for your pleasure and advantage. Particularly pleasure. A hot shower conjures pleasurable sensations and unusual thoughts. It is, after all, a powerfully relaxing experience, and also one we associate with mustering our energy reserves before facing the day. All of that in mind, the urge to just stay there below the hot stream can be powerful until the water begins to cool, the droplets exhausted upon your skin, each conjuring sensation. Think of a normal hot shower. It's really a bit of a systems test. Your skin is cascaded with droplets pressuring, testing nerves, reminding you that, by the convention of our society, you're alone and safe, and you have set aside your clean-up time to get you ready for the day, or to cleanse you after it. The whole thing is a cleansing time, after all. Time for clearing off. Time set apart for what we make it. Part of our routine. invisible time you have to go through anyway. You go through the routine of cleaning off, but there's something more to it this time. Curtain across, a little chamber. Sounds bounce back. White noise obscures distractions. Everything outside is left there, leaving you and a predictable, repetitive sound, and your mind, listening and no doubt regarding all of the things I say now, the next time you shower. Shower thoughts. That's a term we've set aside for the unbidden, but clear or unusual thoughts that arrive when we shower. It is, after all, a drifting, trance-like place. You might also find thoughts like that easier to stumble on when you trance in the first place. Think of the space where you shower, where warm water falls on you. You scrub rhythmically. You escape from it all for a bit. The white noise encompasses you. Perfect place for something like a trance, at least. Let the swaying of your body below the warmth of the stream, the flowing droplets on your skin. Let everything be rhythmic. Let the drops of water draw you into their music, trailing down your body and eventually pattering on the tile below, on the surface of the shower, on the inside of the curtain. Everything playing to your own music. And indeed, you could play music or set a timer before you get in, so you don't lose yourself too thoroughly in the pleasures we will evoke. Keep that in mind. You have the option to provide yourself an out from what we will describe and embed within your mind. Yeah, embed within. The right music, the right white noise, the right trigger or event can always make us more contemplative, more at peace, more completely ourselves. When the trials of the outside world, the conventions of society, the expectations of everyone except ourselves get in the way, we are made less ourselves, less free, less clean. Your shower time ought to be spent being purely yourself, and while I will evoke a specific aspect of the self here, remember this is collaborative. We're in this together. Cooperative. Your mind is at least as much in on this as I am. And you choose whether you simply meditate or relax when you have your contemplative, hypnotically enhanced shower time. Or you let what I propose here predominate. For my part, I will speak on the topic I best understand and that I wish to convey to you. I'll talk about pleasure. Envision these words now, entering your mind, caressing you, spurring you onward to a different place, an altered consciousness. These words are just vibrations against the skin, against the small mechanisms of the inner ear. They travel onward to your brain, words turned into the sparking mental electricity, which is you. The electric signal turned into a spark, into imagination, the fire of lust or pleasure, the relaxation carried by simple realizations, by peace and safety, into your mind and stored in a deep enough place to affect who you are and help you be most authentically yourself, freed of obstructions which sadly have gotten in the way until now. I'll do my best to help, and I hope you do your best to listen. Yes, pleasure. The little levers and buttons in your mind which flood you with it. A psychological, chemical, holistically natural response that your brain is able to have. when it's appropriate. And deciding when it's appropriate is a task best suited to you and I. A good meal, a hot shower, a rest in bed, a good voice, or the right idea, the right imagined scenario. Any of these can evoke something we would call pleasure. So many things can flip your switch, set you sighing with the low-down, shiveringly good enhancement to your psyche that is even a moment's pleasure. But here, drawn onward and on and out into something other, something more. And that's okay. Envision the scenario, though. The one we're discussing. Familiar enough. Might even be good to listen to these words while you shower, while the hot water pours down on you, and your hands move automatically over your own form. All you'd need to do is put a media player somewhere safe and outside of the line of the water, far enough away to be safe, but near enough to hear every word. That kind of thing could help you. Could really take you to a place of authentic pleasure and self-fulfillment. These words somewhere within earshot, playing for your enjoyment. Regardless of where you are, these words are vibrating into your mind, and they remain with you, an additive, an addition to your consciousness, and a consciousness-expanding enhancement to what happens when the hot water begins to cascade, and its music triggers memories in you. Positive memories of other hot, steamy showers you've undergone. All of them tied together, all in one box, all classed together, every pleasant memory of a hot shower. People like to put things in boxes to set aside time that they can contemplate them together, to classify. As you set aside every thought other than this voice, listen and enjoy. Visualize, stepping into the shower. The water begins to flow, the temperature pre-adjusted, curtain closed. The world outside is safe and separate, and it will still be there for you to deal with when your shower time is done. The first gush of water across your shoulders, hitting your scalp, washing away the detritus of moments ago or hours ago. All the things that happened before this shower, between the last time and now, all those things are cleansed, dispersed for a time, leaving the purest, cleanest version of you standing under the cascading drops. Each that flows away carries those obstructions away with it, leaving you with clear vision, opened vistas, new and surprising ways of seeing things. Shower thoughts. There are all sorts of boundaries which get in the way of just being yourself, of being liberated and separated from it all for a little while. Being free. Being the exposed, dark, red, deep parts of the psyche. So close to those levers of pleasure and relaxation and realization. Well, that's where you are now, in that place closest to your true consciousness, where illusions and distractions exist outside of that sphere of trance, of deepness. And when the wall of water descends and you are being washed clean, you'll be the same way. Open to your own deep needs and core sensations, freed from things outside. For example, pleasure. It all comes back to what I am expert in, and I am qualified to speak about pleasure, its usefulness, the appropriate seeking of same. But you have to go through every day, a little bit numbed to pleasure. You have to be in order to function. The human body is capable of experiencing deep wells, of fathomless aching sensation, orgasmic explosions of blissful need. The capacity for this is in you, always. And in the same way a normal shower reveals thoughts which were dormant in you. What if we tweaked that experience, that chamber of white noise and hot, soothing relaxation, that brief escape from the world? So every time a shower begins, you are suddenly more aware of your capacity for orgasmic pleasure, the potential for you to be awash in sensation, sexual, sensual, resonating, right down to the very core of you. What if we tweaked that experience and made this so? The potential unleashed, the place in the brainstem where the chemicals associated with the psychological state of lust and sex and climax. Since the potential is there, let a shower lay it bare, opened up. You see, just to function in the world outside of trance, outside of the resonating white noise of a shower cascading around you, you normally need to distract yourself, to set aside and forget your potential for pleasure. You can't spend all of every day indulging in sensual, arousing, aching, euphoric, orgasmic wonder at your own body and its potential. The caress of fingers down your back, along your arms, on the backs of your legs, between your legs, massaging your shoulders, a voice whispering tantalizingly in your ear. How could anyone focus on other things and get them done if they were faced constantly with such wonderful possibilities all the time? But in shower time, just like with shower thoughts, there can be a time and a place for true indulgence, beyond even what you allow yourself in private time. You could enter a condition under which it's all right to let yourself go, to truly feel ecstatic, orgasmic shivers in all of you. There are times when you're so turned on, after all, so keyed up for pleasure, that any stimulation, any caress of your aroused flesh sends sparks, shaking, needy sparks up your spine to your brain, releases more bliss into your system. There are times when you're too turned on to do anything except be turned on, and let the pleasure keep on coming until you do. And I contend that you should add to the list of acceptable times to feel that way, to unlock your mind and let every touch of your skin be a lover's caress, your mind unlocked, prepared for pleasure. Add showers to the list of acceptable times to give in to yourself, to be yourself freed and stimulated. And let that sink up with the moment when the water begins to flow. Let the tactile and auditory sensation of water cascading down your form, dripping to the ground below, to the bottom of the shower, pooling, flowing away, washing clean. That moment with the curtain closed, your mind and form existing purely in the moment, your body reacting at that time, when the shower begins, as if every inch of skin on your body were the most sexual part of you, where your awareness of your needs arises, lustfully heating your skin from within, so it feels like the water and your skin are the same temperature, and you wonder at whether or not steam is coming from you, or from the heat, a warm, heated, desperate lover's tongue and hands contorting, form against you, moving with intent to make you spasm an orgasmic release and hold yourself up against the shower wall. Safely, of course, always safely, The part of you fueling this entire pleasurable escape, this image in your head, is your subconscious, which is cooperating and looking out for you. But while it is safe, it is also intense. And the idea I've planted is tantalizing enough that its seed is now in your mind. And you will carry that seed and let it grow. The words which brought it into existence are in your mind, stored chemically in your long-term memory, something that vibrated the ear and entered into you as electricity, and now accompanies you into showers, into other listening sessions. These words will be there waiting to help you perpetuate this state of authenticity, pleasure, escape, wonder, and spasming bliss. See it in your mind now. Water cascading down your body. Each flow of liquid caressing you. Your skin made sensitized. Water flows away, carrying all discomfort, all distraction off of you, leaving a clean, pure state. Lust arises then into the vacated space. Lust that can only be banked when orgasm arrives, you beneath the hot water flowing, dripping down to the bottom of the shower, draining away, replaced by more water, an endless, hot cycle, your own hands moving freely, assisting water that seems to have a mind of its own, caressing you luridly on the way down. You scrub and go through your normal routine during the shower. But it feels more sensitive, more absolute, as if all of you were simply made for sex. The normal pleasure of self-touch intensified to be as if another, a lover, a caress from outside, an exquisite touch, provided the feeling instead. The heat on your skin, the knowledge that when this finishes you will be rinsed clean, clear of everything, exhilarated, ready to face the day. And so you might as well indulge. It will all be washed away at the end. So let trance descend. Begin to drift, just like when you began to listen here. Then in the white noise contained pleasure prison of a welcome shower, you will always be clean at the end. So let yourself be a little dirty in the meantime. Sometimes you may be in a rush, of course, and therefore these effects would be kept at bay by your need to do other things. But usually you've got enough time for a long, luxurious shower. And if you don't, maybe these words and these thoughts will encourage you to make the time. See yourself. The water the right temperature, pouring down. Curtain closed. Tentatively slip one finger under the water, awarded not just by the just right engulfing heat of a useful clean shower spray, but by the suckling feeling of a lover's enticing mouth drawing your finger in, welcoming you, encouraging you, making you lean into the water's embrace and enjoy as it flows past and upon and away, the water just right, and then perhaps closing your eyes, or letting them half-lid, remembering the last time you listened to words like these, as you will, you slip under the water, letting it spray down your body, drip slowly to the floor, on its way leaving a trail of warm massage upon your flesh, a darting line of kisses, a lover's body pressed against you, or perhaps only the most fleeting of teasing touches. You see, a lot of this is within your mind, known only to your mind. Only your waiting cooperative subconscious knows what will turn you on a given morning. What will most effectively make you a panting, orgasmic mess in the shower. And then you will be instantly washed clean again, able to go about your day. I have freed certain deeper needs, certain realities and truths about the safe contemplative shower time that you've already been spending. Flick the switch in your head. See how each drop of water is a conspirator in your sexual satisfaction, as the shower scours you clean afterward. No matter how sweated, how moaningly, orgasmically satiated you become, you're still clean by the end. Even if you feel pinned to the shower wall, or feel like you're doing the pinning a lover's held caress. Even if your fantasies run rampant, and your body responds, the water will wash you clean at the end. The heat will limber and relax your muscles and prepare you for the challenges to come in the rest of your day. And the memory of what happened will give you happy little shivering thoughts all throughout what follows. See it, the first cascade of water, taking you to a naughty but necessary place inside a waiting mind given too few opportunities to exist purely as your primal, aching, urging, pleasured self. And now you can. And now you will. And now you see it in your mind, you awash in water, but also sex and lust and need and climax. And then escape. And then the realization you have things to do. Once your needs are met. Sure, the need to wash clean is met routinely, and you'll automatically carry that out in parallel. But the extra need you might have stored up, wouldn't it be great if you satisfied those desires? Amid the warm water in the white noise of its fall and the privacy of a curtained chamber far away from the weary world outside and far within your sensual self. See it. In your mind, in yourself, you, pleasured, groaning or moaning or twitching or shivering. Your body awash not just in heated water, but in the lust from within. Your skin responding as one big sexual organ, being hammered with caressing, loving droplets of inner hunger, a hunger for satisfaction, the satiation of an urge, a hunger your hands needn't go far to touch and satisfy and leave you full of positivity coming from within. See it as long as you need to, for the shuddering fantasy of it to become your reality, and your brain, and for your brain to be ready for the next time a torrent of water washes away inhibition and leaves you shuddering, panting, coming, and then clean at the end. Indeed, even cleaner than normal. Clear of stress, clear of obstruction, made pure and ready to tackle the obstacles between one morning's mind-blowing shower, skin caressing hot and wet and wild shuddering escape, and the next. A simple enhancement, a routine made better, and too tempting an image for your mind to give up, which has, after all, listened to all of this, been aroused by it, too tempting to resist incorporating into your mind, into your life, into you.